This week's mailbag comes to us from Amber from iTunes. I found Lisa about 8 weeks ago, and I have really enjoyed listening to the podcast. I tried the Sunday basket last week, and it felt so good this week. I have just listened to Friday's Workbox episode. Holy cow, I am so pumped, and I cannot wait to get to work next week and start putting this stuff to use. Thank you, Amber. Do you have an organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Happy 4th of July weekend. So, I don't know about you, but I love to do big projects in the summer, and especially over like the 4th of July weekend. We usually stay home. I don't think we've ever traveled out of town for 4th of July. So we're always home. We just do like a picnic. We don't do very much over this time. So I get a lot of non-work time to be able to focus on some projects. And I thought this would be a great time to record a podcast for you all about how I tackle really big projects. I often joke that if you want to paint anything, you should definitely wait for a red, white, and blue holiday. So Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day are all times when the major stores puts their paint on sale. So if you have anything that you need to paint, that's when I typically buy my paint, is Memorial Day, Labor Day, or 4th of July. On Instagram last year, I Insta-storied a big project that I did when we moved Abby from her bedroom down to the basement. Our basement is 1,000 square feet finished with a full bathroom and everything, and we turned that into Abby's condo. Now, I'd been thinking about doing this back when Joey was older and living at home, and I've been thinking about doing it with Abby, and we have glass block windows in our basement, so there is light that comes in. There's a door down there for fire safety. It's a very nice basement. It's not a ton of light, but there definitely is natural light. Like, it's not like being in a basement. But with that said, over the years, we've never moved anyone down into the basement because, I mean, it's a basement. So there are bugs down there. And the kids were afraid of the basement. And I don't know, no one ever really gave enough of an effort to want to move down there for me to actually do the project. Here's a little known fact about me. I love projects. The bigger the project, the better. Like the meatier, the more moving pieces and parts, I love it. I love planning a project. I love doing a project. I love anything related to projects. So moving one of our kids down to the basement and turning that into like an apartment, I'm all in. However, I did not want to do all of this work and then have Abby end up living back upstairs and having to undo everything that I had just done. So while we have this gorgeous finished basement, other than when I sold Creative Memories, we really have never used our basement. You know, they say the kids will play downstairs or you could put a toy room downstairs. And in my experience, usually children play where you are or on the levels of the floor that you are, the first floor upstairs. Both of my kids have anxiety. So being in the basement by themselves or even together without me was not something that was high on their list of things to do. When they would have friends over, occasionally they would go in the basement if like the dress-up stuff was down there, or eventually we put a TV and a couch down there, and they would go down there, but it was not their favorite. It just was not their favorite to go downstairs. So I was excited about moving Abby to the basement, but I also was hesitant about this sticking and if it was going to actually work. So Abby and I talked a lot about when we would do this, how we would do this, what it would look like. And I will tell you, the biggest thing that will make your project a success is the more you talk and plan about it in advance. And we were talking about moving her to the basement for months. So we had started talking probably last September, October about moving her to the basement, possibly this summer as you're listening to this podcast was my original thought that maybe I would move her to the basement in the summer because then she would be 18. Part of my thought process also about not moving her to the basement is because she has one more year of high school left, and I didn't want her to feel too independent or too grown up and then not want to finish high school, if you know what I mean. So what happened was, this was around February, March timeframe, and it was getting just a little bit too cumbersome for me to have my office in my bedroom. So up until around March of this year, March, April, I'm not sure the exact date, my home office was in my bedroom. And the reason why is because there's no other space in our house for me to have a home office. And Greg, to this day, still never minded that it was in our bedroom. I started 7 years ago in a chair that I had moved down from my parents' house. It's like not even an office chair, just like a regular chair and a card table, like not a card table, a TV tray. You know those TV trays where you would eat your dinner in front of the TV? I had a little wooden TV tray and I would put my laptop on that and I would sit like in a regular living room chair and I would work on that laptop. And I did that for 2 years. And after I did that for a couple of years, I decided that I needed a desk in my bedroom and I put up a folding table that was 2 feet by 4 feet. And I worked on that for about 6 months. And then once I realized that I definitely was going to use this desk, I went and actually bought a desk that same size at a resale shop. And slowly over time, it got to the point where 1.5 walls in our bedroom was my office. Like I had an IKEA desk that I still have with 4 sets of Alex drawers underneath it. And then there was a 4 cube next to that with both printers on it. And then against half of another wall, there was the backdrop that you always saw in my videos and you still do to this day, which is a cube system. And I had a picture displayed above that that was a map of the United States, which is where all the certified organizers are. So when I was sitting at my desk, that whole wall, which is like 12 feet, that whole wall was my office. It was my desk plus the printers plus anything I needed were stored in these drawers. And then from the video that you could see me sitting at my desk, it would shine over to this one wall in our bedroom where I had this cube system set up with Sunday baskets in it and binders as a backdrop for all of the videos I recorded or Zoom recordings I was doing. And then I had a banner that was left over from the Rise conference a year ago. And every morning, if I was doing anything on video, I would extend that banner and I would put it next to the cube system and that would block the opening into the bathroom so you couldn't see my bathtub. And I just kept adding and adding and adding. You know, first it was a little desk and then it was a IKEA desk and then we added the cube and then we added the display cube behind me and then we added. And I was at the point, and I think it was February, where I realized I didn't like my display for my videos and I wanted a nicer display, like a white bookshelves. And I was online and I was pricing it out and I was measuring to see if it would fit on this wall. And I was like, Lisa, you've outgrown your bedroom. Like, if you order this, it was huge. This was like a 9 feet long by, it was 8 feet high. And it was this huge, beautiful wall piece that would have been a great backdrop. And I was like, I've outgrown this off. Where am I going to, I can't put this in the bedroom. It's going to look ridiculous. It's not going to look like a bedroom at all. It'll look great for the back of my videos, but it won't look like a bedroom. So then I started thinking, I have got to get my office out of my bedroom. I thought about actually moving it to a different location. I thought about moving our warehouse and our office somewhere else where I would have an office, but I didn't like that idea. I thought about every area in our house. Where could I move it? Where could I move it? Where can I move it? And as I was having this conversation, Abby said again, I want out of my bedroom. And her bedroom was way bigger than Joey's. I think it's like maybe 10 by 15. It's a pretty big bedroom, 10 by 15. However, she had a queen size bed in there, a ferret, all of her makeup. She's 17. Like, she just had way too much stuff in this bedroom. She had outgrown her bedroom. So we started talking about moving her to the basement, because if we moved her to the basement, then I could have her bedroom as my office. However, and I'm sure you think this way too, if you're a parent, I did not want Abby to ever feel like she had to move to the basement so I could have an office. Like, I'd lived in our bedroom for 7.5 years as my office. I could live there longer. I could go rent another office. Like, I didn't have to take my child's bedroom in order for me to have an office at home. I also was considering moving multiple times in the last year. I've thought about moving. But if we can make it work, we want to stay in this house. So I set about planning, and for the next really month, we planned and actually moved Abby to the basement, and then I slowly have started to move myself over into this office. I'm telling you all this because this is how we start household projects. Not maybe a project in your business or at an organization you're at, but when you do a project at your house, it does not just affect one person, one room, one area. It is like an octopus, and it just kind of trickles out, and every single area of your house ends up getting touched. So I really wanted to do as much planning on the front end to know how much was this going to cost, how long was it going to take, what did I need to do in order to make this the most successful and positive for Abby, and then ultimately, what was I going to do with my office? So I started with what I do first. The first thing I do, no matter what space I'm going into, whether I'm doing a huge project or just a small reorganization job, is I sit down and I write down what's working and what's not working. So when I looked at the bedroom space, which is a couple of closets, a really big L-shaped like great room, a bedroom, and a bathroom. The bedroom down there does not have windows. What is not working in the basement if that was to become Abby's apartment? Here are the things that were not working. She didn't like the color of the paint in the bedroom, and there was some wallpaper on that bedroom, and there was a gigantic piece of exercise equipment in that bedroom, so all of that had to be changed. She didn't like the color of paint inside of the bathroom, and there was like golf wallpaper in the bathroom. She didn't like that either. There is a closet that would be perfect for her as a vanity. It's where I used to put my Creative Memories inventory, and I've also used it for, you know, any scrapbook stuff that I've stored in there. It has shelves built in along the wall, and it's maybe 6 feet by 4 feet, but it'd be perfect as a vanity. Just put her desk in there with a mirror, and you have all the shelves for her makeup. That would work perfect for a vanity. But there was no electric in there for like lighting and stuff like that. She didn't like the carpet color in the basement. I said, that's not changing. We also had some other big furniture that just was taking up space in the main area of the basement that no one really loved but would need to be gotten rid of if she was moving down there. The bathroom was not very girly. She wanted it to look more girly. I had moved the closet rod out of the closet, and who knows what I did with it. I'm sure I threw it away. So I had to get a new closet rod for the closet. She wanted us to spray for bugs, which we did. So what would work? Like it sounds like nothing would work. So what would work? Well, we could make that vanity room really easily. We could move all of her furniture down. That was no problem, except she did want a new mattress. She didn't like the mattress she had. I was fine with that. And everything for her ferret, Willow, was working. And Willow needed a room. Like, first of all, ferrets smell. I know you told me, but anyway. And they take up a lot of space and they play a lot. So Willow's cage is huge. It's like 3 feet by 2 feet, and then it's like 6 feet high. I don't know. It's huge. So part of why her room was feeling so cramped was because we had added this ferret into her bedroom. So I was like, all right, if we do all of these things, will you be happy in the basement? And she said yes, as long as she got some more decorations and things like that. So number one was planning. After we planned it, we did a budget. Like I had her go to the store and actually find exactly what she wanted. We ordered the mattress she wanted, and we started to figure out what it was going to take to actually get this room done. And then, I don't know, this is the biggest thing. It does not matter how detailed my plan is or how much I can tell other people to help me. 90% of any plan that happens in this house ends up getting fully executed by me. Doesn't matter that we're moving to the basement for Abby. I already knew that I would be doing the majority of the work for this job. So I had to look at my calendar and figure out when did I have a block of time, a pretty significant block of time, like 7 to 10 days, where when I wasn't working, I could be focusing on this basement bedroom move. Because once you start moving some things downstairs, you have to pretty quickly move everything downstairs. Otherwise, she's upstairs and she's downstairs. And I didn't want to end up in the scenario where all of her stuff was downstairs during the day, but she was upstairs at night, because another added bonus was I was not going to have to deal with her bathroom anymore. So I wanted to make sure it was in one fell swoop we were going to move downstairs. I am a machine, apparently. Once I start working, I will work as long as humanly possible to get the job done. So for example, around Memorial Day, I mulched the yard. So Joey was going to help me. It took me 3.5 hours and he helped me for probably 1.5 or 2 hours. And I was like, move faster, let's go. Don't you hear the thunder? Come on. He's like, we're not going to get this done. I was like, we're getting it done. He's like, we're going to have to do some tomorrow. We're not doing it tomorrow. I'm like, we're going to go in. Finally, he comes in and he says, how do you do this? Like, how do you just keep going? And I was like, yeah, I am a little intense. I do just keep going. So you might have to take this all with a grain of salt. Like, I did this in 4 days. It may take you 8. But the biggest thing to know is when you start a project, this isn't cleaning, this isn't organizing, this isn't increasing productivity. We're in a whole different land here. When you are doing a project, moving someone to a different area of the room. I'm going to tell you about how we're going to redecorate our bedroom. Any of those that are considered projects. That time has to come from somewhere. It doesn't come from your regular organizing or cleaning time. It doesn't come from your work time. You know, usually I tend to do these things. I'll take off Friday. So I have Thursday afternoon all the way through Monday morning to do a project is when I tend to do them. I didn't do that this time. But that's how I do it. And if you want to see like the play-by-play of how this actually went down, just go over to my Instagram channel. And when you click on my picture, it'll take you to my page where you can see all the tiles at the bottom. But at the top, right above the tiles, there are these little circles and they're called highlights. And I have a highlight that is called Abby's bedroom. So on day one, after I had made the full list and Abby had already gone shopping and we had already purchased some of the things that needed to go downstairs, I got started. So the things that I wanted to get done on the first day were getting rid of the exercise equipment, which was half done. Some friends took it, but the main piece of exercise equipment never did get sold. Even I was trying to give it away to somebody for free, and she definitely wanted to get it, and she was going to get movers to move it. And after 8 days of waiting, she decided that paying the movers a couple $100s to move it was too expensive, which is totally fine. But then I still ended up calling Junk King and having them take it away. So a lot of what holds you back from getting projects done sometimes is figuring out what you're going to do with the stuff that you don't want. Anything that I didn't want downstairs, I didn't sell anything. I gave it all away. Like I let my friends know if they wanted it, it was usually gone by the end of the day because my goal was to move Abby down to the basement. My goal was not to make money on things I'd been storing in the basement for years. So I only got rid of half the exercise equipment. I did get rid of some of the other furniture was in there. I'd already bought a new closet rod. I went to Home Depot and I got my favorite shelving and bins because a lot of what was in that main area, even though it was finished space, was going to end up in our unfinished space so that this area could truly be Abby's. And then I was supposed to take down the wallpaper border and I didn't get around to it. Like I ran out of steam. There was so much stuff that had to be moved that I didn't really notice until I started opening up cabinets and drawers. On day two, which was not the next day, it was like 2 days later or something like that. That day, I put on my grubby clothes and I went down and I cleaned out my storage room and set up my shelving in my storage room for the stuff that was going to go in there. I hung the closet rod. I finished cleaning out those closets. I took down the wallpaper. There was like a golf bag wallpaper in the bedroom and then there was a border in the bathroom. I took all that down. When I took that down, I realized that the paint was just fine in the bathroom. So I told Abby I was not painting that. But I did paint the bedroom and I painted a couple coats in the bedroom. And when you go over to Instagram, you'll see how I paint. I don't use drop cloths. I don't use tape. And you'll be like, you'll have to go check it out. And I also show you how to take down wallpaper if you don't know how to do that. I hung the mirror in Abby's vanity closet and I moved down her desk so she could start moving down her makeup stuff. And I finished organizing the storage room, like moving stuff into the storage room. Okay, so you notice the only thing that we moved down there was makeup. We really haven't moved anything down, but now I'm at least ready. Like I'm ready to move everything down. So the next day that I did, this was a full, it wasn't a full day. This was at the end of a work day. I went downstairs and I was prepping for the next day when we were going to actually move everything down. I vacuumed the entire downstairs. I assembled all the lights that we had bought so that it was really bright down there. I already had a dresser. When you find out about our kids program, I don't have dressers in my kids' bedrooms. They didn't fit and they didn't need them. But I did have a beautiful dresser that matched her bedroom furniture in the basement already. So I moved that into her bedroom. And I added light bulbs to my Walmart order because I didn't realize when you assemble lights, they don't come with light bulbs. The next day I finished removing that exercise equipment. I moved all of her clothing downstairs. I moved her bedroom TV downstairs and hooked it up. We moved all of the ferret supplies. I assembled everything in her bathroom that she had bought. I moved all of her other bedroom furniture. I moved, assembled, and made her bed, and I vacuumed her old bedroom upstairs. Now, what was really cool on this day is we were done at the end of day four, and she was downstairs for her first night in the bedroom. Yes, we held our breath. And I had done all of that stuff, moving stuff up and downstairs. That one was a full day. Like, I started all day. All I did was move her stuff from upstairs to downstairs. Abby didn't help very often. She has a bad back, so that was part of it. But also, there's some anxiety in moving from your bedroom to the basement, and I was just letting her process all of that. So I pretty much moved everything downstairs, except I could not move the headboard myself, and there was something else. And when Greg came home to help me move that, and we were moving it down, and he stopped for a minute. He said, "How are you moving so fast?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't get winded anymore going from the basement up two flights of stairs and down. Like, I'm in better shape than I used to be, like cardiovascularly, I'm doing better." It was really cool. It was really fun. Then Abby stayed down there. She, at that point, the bedroom was in her domain, and she started going out and shopping and buying more things and moving things around. Eventually, about a month later, what we ended up doing was moving her bed out of the bedroom and into the main living area, which is where she wanted it originally. And Greg said there's no way, because it's unusual to have your bed in like a main living area. But basically the whole basement is a bedroom. Like, only girls are allowed down there, if you know what I mean. So it's just basically a bedroom anyway. And so once we moved that out into the main living area where there was natural light, everything was fine from that point forward. Then I started turning her bedroom into my office. And I have done that very slowly. So the next day after I moved her down here, I vacuumed up here, I touched up the paint, I kept the same color that she had, and I just physically moved all of my exact office supplies that I had in my bedroom over into this room. And I really just lived with that for a couple of months. It wasn't until the beginning of June that I started actually looking at that room and figuring out, how do I want to make this my own office? Now, I did hang up pictures right away. Like, I had a whole bunch of pictures downstairs that weren't being hung up, like my diploma or some framed pieces that meant a lot to me. And basically, when I'm sitting at my desk and look up at the wall, everything that is framed there is like a vision board of everything good that's happened in my life. It's really, really fun. But it wasn't until late May, which is probably 6 or 8 weeks after we'd moved her to the basement, where I really started making the bedroom more like my office. I went out and bought curtains, and then I bought some chairs, and then I bought some lights. And by the time we get to August, my office is going to look amazing. But I wanted to make sure that I didn't too quickly move in and make that space awesome, because A, I didn't want Abby to think, oh, if I'd stayed here, then this would be my room and it would be awesome. And two, I didn't want it to feel like, oh, well, mom just moved me out so she could have her office and she could have it perfectly, which I don't know if she would or wouldn't feel that way. But now she really has a lot of ownership of her basement. She really likes being in her condo. And so now it's okay that this is now my office, and that's what we call it. I used to say, I'm going to go in Abby's bedroom. Now we just say, oh, that's mom's office. And that was kind of a conscious transition. Now that you've heard that whole project all the way through, I want to talk to you about my next big project and tell you how I'm going to do this one a little bit differently. I know that planning big household projects is cumbersome, so I want to explain to you how we're going to do our next one. So our next big project is redoing our bedroom and master bath. And this has been on the list for a while because we've lived in our house for 23 years. And the very first thing we did when we moved in is we decorated our bedroom. I know, it's not everybody would decorate their bedroom first, but I love my bedroom. It is my condo. And when I just made the list about what's working and what's not working, the only thing that is working in our bedroom and master bedroom area is my bathtub. Other than that, pretty much nothing is working. So I'll go through the list. Oh, and Greg's dresser, that's working too. So I'll go through the list of what's not working, and then I'll let you know, this project is probably going to take us, could be as short as 4 months, but I think it might be more like 9. So let me explain to you what we're going to do. This all started back when, no, I'm just kidding. Well, it all started because I moved my office out of the bedroom. And as soon as I moved my office out of the bedroom, I already told you how much stuff that was. Our bedroom felt very big and very open. And we don't, I mean, it's not that we don't like that. We weren't used to that. So I put like a little table in there, like a sofa table where my desk used to be. But it took us a while to just get used to the room being open. And I said to Greg, you know, we really need to get used to what this space looks like and be very purposeful in how we want to design this room going forward. So some things are not working. The carpet is terrible. The carpet in our whole house really is terrible, except for our family room, because we paid for nice carpeting in our family room. But 10 years ago, we recarpeted everything else, but we didn't buy a very high quality carpet, and so it looks terrible. And I thought I upgraded the carpet in our bedroom so it was a little nicer than everything else, and it turned out being, I think we did pay more, but it was a little bit worse than everything else. So the carpet's bad. But in order to recarpet, we're going to recarpet the entire house, and we don't have money for that right now. So we know that needs to be done, but that's not on the table. Number two, when I had the Embrace conference here in Cincinnati, in order to rent a TV to show on the stage, to rent two TVs would have been $3,000. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I think it was $3,500 by the time it was done. I was like, time to go to Best Buy. So I said to Greg, I said, I just need one TV and you have $1,000. Pick out the TV you want and I will use it in Embrace, and then it'll end up being in our bedroom. So our bedroom TV, which is where we watch TV every night, is 12 years old. It still works. It's fine. I mean, it's a 40-inch TV. We got it when Greg turned 40, so it's 12 years old. But it's really big. It's really heavy. And if we're going to redo everything, I mean, that TV is not going to last forever. And since I needed to buy a TV anyway for Embrace, and we have nice TVs in the rest of the house, I said, this TV will go in our bedroom. So we already have a TV. Now, our TV is wall mounted, so it's hung up on the wall. And we got a bigger TV, so I needed to get a different wall mount. But the TV wall is red. So the colors in our bedroom right now are red and like a tannish brown. And I said to him, as long as we're redoing everything, let's change the colors. I love navy. We have some navy walls in our house. I said, let's do the red wall navy, and let's do those tannish brown walls, like a pewter or a light gray, like so some color of gray. So make our room more navy and gray. And Greg said yes. So step one is I'm going to paint that red wall, which is a peaked cathedral ceiling wall. So it's two stories in some areas. Navy. That's going to take me a while. And then we're going to hang this TV we already own on the wall. And then under the TV, we want to put a fireplace. So a couple of years ago, Greg got me a fireplace in our bedroom on a Groupon for Christmas. It's one of those electrical ones that you just stick right on the wall, like it's not freestanding. And it broke like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. But it's still on the wall, right where it was. So that has to come down, and then I want to get a freestanding fireplace. So it's still an electric fireplace, but it looks like it's encased in wood, and the one I found actually has little tiny bookshelves on either side. That'll fill out that wall really nicely where my TV, where my office used to be with the TV above it, and we'll just reuse the same chair and lamp that we already had next to that. So that wall of the bedroom will be done, and that will probably be done the end of July. Like I'm working on that this week and next week. Then repainting all the other brown in the bedroom and in the bathroom, we need to take down wallpaper and then repaint all that. That's why I needed to know what color we were painting, was because when I pulled the wallpaper down in the bathroom, which needed to have been done a long time ago, I didn't do it because I didn't know what color I was painting. And now we know the color is like a light gray or a pewter gray. So I will pull all that wallpaper down. I will paint all that. I'm not going to make any promises. I don't know if that'll get done this July or if it'll get done later, but I know it will be done next. And the reason why it'll be done next is because it really doesn't cost any money. Like it's going to take a whole bunch of my time to take all that wallpaper down and paint all those walls. But I need what? 4 gallons of paint, which is money, but not like the other things on this bedroom are going to cost. So I will do all that. Paint all of those walls in the bathroom and in the bedroom, and we'll put up the TV and we'll get the fireplace under that. Then I'm not sure how the rest of this will play out, but here's what needs to happen next. We need new nightstands and we need new lights, but we don't have to spend a lot of money on that. So I might just go ahead and do that along the way. We have a queen size bed and it is a sleigh bed, like a cherry wood sleigh bed, which means it has a headboard and a footboard. It kind of looks like Santa's sleigh. My bed looks like Santa's sleigh. And Greg said, well, if we're going to get a nice fireplace, we need to get a new bed because I can't see the fireplace when we're watching TV because of the sleigh at the end of the bed. I said, okay, well, if we're going to get a new bed, now, trust me, you guys have had these same conversations, I know. Well, if we're going to get a new bed, then do we still want to have a queen bed? Because we have a queen bed. And we've always had a queen bed, which is very comfortable for Greg and I. Not so comfortable for Greg and I, plus Hunter. So Hunter always sleeps in the bed. Do we want to get a king bed? We might want to get a king bed. I think we might get one. Okay, great. Now we're talking mattresses. Everybody knows how much mattresses are. We have a sleep number. We like our sleep number. Do we want to get a king sleep number? Or do we want to start looking at different mattresses? So that's going to take a while to figure out what we're going to get because we're not sure what mattress it'll be, although we've already picked out our bedding. And I want to do one of those quilted tuft, I think they're called tufted headboards. That's what I want to do for our headboard. There are curtains in the bedroom. I just want to eliminate those. So when I paint the walls, I'll be taking down our, we have a couple ledges, you know, that you put like knickknacks on. We have curtains. We have some painting. All that'll come off the walls when I do the painting. Our paintings that are hung on the wall in our bedroom, I bought in 2003 when I went to Old Time Pottery for the first time with my friend with the babies. And we were shopping and I saw these palm tree pictures and I was like, oh, Greg's from Florida. Those would work in our bedroom because we had nothing in our bedroom at that point. They were $35 each and I brought them home in 2003 and I hung them on the walls and they're fine. They're like in brown frames or whatever. They're like old worldy type thing. And when I look at them, they're fine. Like I don't love them or not love them. They're fine. They're just paintings, but they have no meaning behind them. I would really like the art in our bedroom to have some meaning behind it. Like literally in our bedroom, it's a fireplace that doesn't work. It's a ledge full of these little willow people. I used to collect these little angels, which I'll probably keep the angels. I just probably won't keep them on display like that. It's a couple of ledges of Greg's golfing trophy because I didn't know where to put those. So I put them in our bedroom. It's these two palm tree pictures. It's just a hodgepodge of stuff that I've just slowly put on the walls over the year. Like I'm not a decorator, but I'm working on making our house look more decorator-ish. So I'd like to make a plan for what the bedroom is going to look like so that everything goes together. All the lamps are going to match. I know, novel concept. And then in the bathroom, we have a double vanity, which I don't like. I actually just want one. We just use one of the sinks, and I would like it to be higher, so I would like to replace the vanity. I've been looking at them for decades. Greg would like the vanity replaced as well. That will need to be replaced before we decide to carpet, because our carpet does go into our bedroom, or partly into our bathroom, and I need to re-caulk the showers. In a perfect world, Greg would want us to expand the shower somehow. I don't see how it's happening in this family, in this house, but we'll see. So to sum up, I've made a list on paper of what's working, very few things, and what's not working, a whole bunch of things. And now we are going to live in our bedroom and slowly over the next probably 9 months, transform it from the way it is today to our dream bedroom. And that largely will be based on finances. I'm going to do in July here, all the painting, all the sweat equity is going to go in, taking the wallpaper down, do the painting, hang up the TV we already have. We'll probably invest in a fireplace just so that that wall is done and we feel more like the room is done. I do, however, know my husband. And once that wall is navy and the whole room is navy and gray, and the bedroom is now brown and red, like the bedding is now brown and red, he's not going to like that doesn't match. So we'll probably make a fairly quick decision on the bed. And then after the bed is done, we'll decide what we're going to do in the bathroom. And then we'll probably decide the carpet after that. So that is how you can do a project in phases over a longer period of time. I hope this was helpful. I hope this shows you how I break down big projects. I will definitely be Instagramming everything I do in the bedroom. I was just checking Instagram recently and I had done the beginning of my bedroom, but I hadn't kept up on it. So I'll add a few more highlights for that as I start to put everything together for my home office that used to be Abby's bedroom. And I hope you guys have a great 4th of July weekend.